Okay, we're ready to start the next talk. Robert, you have the floor.
Thank you. So hello and welcome everybody. I'm going to talk about collaborative editing or simultaneous editing. Can I have my microphone? Can you use?
No?
I can speak up a little bit. No problem. I'm going to talk about editing, simultaneous editing. We've seen a couple of examples today already here in this room, it is not that new, but I'm going to talk about the MediaWiki environment. Thank you very much. So, okay, I think that should be better. Great. But first of all, I want to introduce myself and the software that I'm going to talk about. So my name is Robert Vogel. I'm a software developer at the HelloWelt company since 15 years now. And we develop a MediaWiki distribution. So that is, I think, very different to many other open source projects that we have seen today. So we're not developing the whole set of code in this application, but basically we're distributors of an existing software, the MediaWiki software, and we extend this software, we add additional functionality, we adapt it to use cases, especially from the business world. This is what I'm going to talk about today. That is the MediaWiki portion, basically. So as I said, we're just building upon that. We're bundling it and distributing it. And MediaWiki is a very famous project. I believe most of you probably heard of it. It empowers the Wikipedia project. And it's also widely used in third-party environments and organizations of different types. And obviously, the most important part of a wiki is the wiki content and the wiki page editing. And and as many other wikis, MediaWiki also uses a special version of content or special type of content that's so-called wiki text. Wiki text is a plain text markup language, just like Markdown, for example, or other wiki text variants that you may know. And nowadays, many people aren't that much into using plain text wiki text anymore. So the demand for visual editing arose many years ago already. And in that context, the Wikipedia community, the Wikimedia Foundation, decided to implement a visual editor. And unlike many things that we've seen today, they did not decide to use an existing solution like CK Editor or various others that are around, but to implement their own solution. And this solution is called Visual Editor. Now, Visual Editor is a little bit disambiguous. There are two types of Visual Editor, basically, if you read about it in the context of Wikimedia or MediaWiki. First of all, Visual Editor is just a regular HTML editor, as you know it from other implementations. Runs completely in JavaScript in the browser, just as all the other ones. But then, on the other hand, there is the MediaWiki Visual Editor extension, which is nowadays a core extension, so it's delivered together with the MediaWiki core. And it basically builds upon the standalone version of Visual Editor, and as Visual Editor standalone edition can only edit HTML, there needs to be some code that transfers wiki text from plain text, wiki text into HTML, and vice versa, and the other way around, so we can properly store it in the wiki page again. And for that, there's a service that is called Parsoid, which I will not go into detail here, because it's not really important for the use case of of simultaneous editing. But that's the basics here. So MediaWiki itself needs wiki text for storing, for comparing, for working with, but visual editor needs HTML for for modifications, for doing modifications to that content. And when they started with the visual editor implementation many years ago, the Wikimedia Foundation very quickly realized that there is a chance of implementing a real-time collaboration editing functionality, and that is due to the way visual editor handles handles changes, basically handles the document and handles changes. I will go into more detail here. That was back in 2011, as you can see. It was also the time where Google Docs already was a thing and Etherpad came up. So, yeah, they put in some effort into that, and they actually developed a backend component, a server component, and a frontend integration. And but it was never it never went into production on any Wikimedia project, on any wiki. It was just for testing purposes, basically. The main reasons for that were that there were concerns from the community, from the Wikipedia community, especially regarding contributor attribution. So basically, if there are multiple people editing a wiki page at once and you save that, the wiki can only store one revision of the change, and who should then be attributed as the author of that change, for example. And that was subject to discussions in the community, and in the end, there was a second approach, as you can see here, around 2017, to restart this. But in the end, they basically abandoned this code, and it sat there for some time. And then we came around that, and we did some some tests with that code, and we decided that it was really worth looking into that and adopting that code. And we did. So what are the things that are required for setting up such a kind of collaborative editing in the wiki context? This is the set backend part. It's called Rebaser in this context. Basically, it consists of two parts: a server application, which was originally written in Node.js, a JavaScript application, and a client integration, which still lives in the visual editor code, unchanged since basically 2019. And the second part that is really important for that is this is so-called linear model, or linear data model, and the so-called transaction. Because this is what actually enables this kind of functionality. The way the visual editor represents the data, the HTML data, and the way it interacts with it using transactions. And this linear data model, I want to spend a little bit time on it. So what does this mean? What does linear model mean in this context? So this is regular HTML. Everybody recognizes that. It's very simple. Actually, it is wiki text. I have mixed this example. It's regular HTML, the span element, but you can also